welcome back to NutraMedical Report, and you can see how, with just common sense and decency, we come up with a solution of something that they say is a Gordian knot. We have Karen from Mountain Red Velvet. Karen, welcome back.
Hi, Dr. Boo. How you doing?
Doing very well, actually. I got my license application into the Phil at Fish and Wildlife. I'm just waiting on Campbell on the pricing for the Mountain Red Velvet powder to start the importation. Sure. And by the way, I'm going to have a sufficient amount additionally because I've been in communication with the Organogenesis facilities and research facilities for stem cell regeneration here in America. There's at least half a dozen I've been in contact with, trying to see who will bite. But if not, I'll just go directly to a pharmaceutical manufacturer to make the surgical version. There'll be three types: intravenous, granules for surgeons to apply to the wound site, and sheets. And the idea of intravenous and the can be used for say, a burn unit or multi-trauma or someone who's, you know, wanting to do a stem cell transplant. The problem is if you don't prepare the soil, the stem cell transplant will never take, which is why we use things like our Russian Academy of Sciences peptides and why we're using Mountain Red Velvet, another we call stem cell regenerative things like oncomycin that has the first component called ergothionine. Mountain Red Velvet is very unique. In fact, a lady this morning who called in before I came on the air today, and she was wondering what she should be taking for regenerating your bones. Now, I want to lay this all out for people to kind of get it. Do not underestimate the level of arrogance, ignorance, stupidity, and vile lack of consideration for you that you're going to get complications or death caused by their so-called protocols for drug therapy. Now, I've been railing against bisphosphonate drugs for over 40 years. These are drugs like alendronate. They destroy the osteoblast that lay down new bone. Now, to make bone, here's the components you need. And think of this as a construction site in your spine, let's say L4 vertebrae. The first thing you need is collagen, which means you have to be in positive nitrogen balance. But you need to have, basically choline-stabilized sources of silicic silicon to catalyze a reaction called proline transhydroxylase that makes collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid and the glycosaminoglycans for your joints. You need a whole bunch of other trace minerals, including zinc, copper, et cetera, which is why Vitamin Rum Max and Minerals Plus are so important. But when you look at Mountain Red Velvet, it has 396 molecules and six hormones, and which, by the way, there's a bone hormone in our bone generator. There's also all these other trace elements, silica, boron, and manganese. And there is some type of collagen that the body can use to build collagen in your joints. But you need all the building blocks, and that's why this woman, she was wondering, what should I take? Well, I said, well, you want to take not only the bone generator, six capsules, a half hour to 40 minutes after your two largest meals, and micelle D3, four soft gels to five twice a day, myco D2, two twice a day, and full vitamin K2, two twice a day. You need Mountain Red Velvet. You may need procollagen, which is Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, to get the procollagen out. But you need to have Mountain Red Velvet. And the reason is you're trying to rebuild the tissue from the ground up. If you look at a soft tissue or x-ray of someone's spine and their peripheral metaphyses of their joints and their long bones, it looks like a ghost. You see these spicules that look like Jenga sticks inside the bone and say, ooh, this is not good. It looks like a shadow with little sticks inside it like toothpicks. Not a good thing.
No.
And then when the doctor says, well, I'm going to give you alendronate, as if this drug, which is going to affect your osteoblast, osteoclast lay thing, what it's supposed to do is decrease osteoclast, which tears your bones down, but it actually kills osteoblasts. It doesn't supply silica, boron, manganese, vitamin D, or collagen, or any other building blocks to make new bone. It's wrong-headed. And when someone says that they can increase bone density, these drugs increase bone density, but they do it without collagen. So if you actually look at their bones, actually, and do a crystallography on it, you find that they, instead of having 42% of the dry weight of their bone is collagen, it's not there. It's like building a bridge without rebar and thinking, now, you take your big damn truck with that heavy load on, you'll be fine. You won't die if all 80 feet. Trucker says, did you use rebar in the bridge? They said, well, we thought we'd save on rebar. And the trucker says, that's it, throws his gloves on the ground and says, you know, you're an idiot, and I'm not trying to go over that bridge. Now, if you listen to your dumbass doctor, and that's the nicest thing I can say about them, and you take alendronate, and you build up bone density so the DEXA scan says your L4 vertebrae looks fine, looking just fine, and your surgical neck of your right hip looks just fine, and you go and twist yourself on the stairs, and all of a sudden you're a big plink, and that bone's broken, it's because it's got no rebar in it. It had no bone... minerals. It had no collagen. It didn't have any of the building blocks to build bone.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
And don't be deceived by the fact your DEXA scan looks better, because your doctor's full of it. It's like the doctor measuring thyroid, and they don't measure reverse thyroid hormone, your core body metabolism, body temperature rate. Say, well, your body temperature is 2 degrees below zero, below 98.6, I call zero, and your reverse thyroid hormone's high. And by the way, your TSH isn't looking good either, but now you're fine. You're just fine. I'm thinking, you know, you idiot doctor, that person's going to get dementia, heart disease, heart failure, obesity, and all kinds of other complications because you're a knucklehead, and you could care less because you got... You're like a gerbil in the cage running from one room to another with your magic chart and your magic script pad. And by the way, MD does stand for Mordo and Magnificent Deity. And it should say more G, more gerbil. Because the doctors are basically working for insurance on a fee code system, which shouldn't be. The patient should be the center, not fee codes or ICD-9 codes or all this other crap. If you're spending to spend a half an hour with a patient, you get paid for half an hour. Whether you're cutting them to put a cardiac, you know, a stent in, or try to re-blow up their vertebrae in their back. And by the way, these doctors make major book of bucks. I came into conflict, and I mentioned this last week, with Dr. Michael Jansen. Dr. Jansen, by the way, is a DO, went to school in Georgia, and he came out and he, you know, started this procedure for anterior and posterior spinal fusion technology using titanium cages. And he invented the technology for total disc replacement, TDR. Now, the disc deteriorates because you don't have the building blocks to keep a disc from blowing into the vertebral body. And by the way, the vertebral body is gone because there's no bone there, because you didn't take mountain red velvet and bone generator and other things. So you had a giant hole in the vertebral body with only spicules of bone sticking through it, and you didn't have the proper gelatinous consistency of the disc, so the disc just blew into the vertebral body. Sticking a new disc in there isn't going to fix the biomechanics completely at all. I mean, that's only one part of it. I mean, most of the pain is coming 75% from the apophyseal joints, 25% to the posterior annulus of the disc, the ligamentum flavum, and the dural nerve sleeve of the spinal nerve root. Everything else is anesthetic. That's the neuroanatomical fact that can't be dismissed by any idiot out there. So... The problem is, when this guy gets complications, like with my patient who I did an IME on, and he put screws to his spinal nerve roots, and he was 42, he became paralyzed. He could use Canadian crutches and go 8 feet before he got what's called spinal claudication syndrome. Now, do you want to know these guys make a lot of money, 25 to 30 million a year, so he's got connections to the board of medical examiners and others, and these people think they can get away with from Dr. Deagle. No. In fact, I put up a little notice last week about this guy Jansen, and also about other people that are in the board, like Susan Miller, who worked in the secretary, even transferred false information to Nine News' Paula Woodward to see if they could trash Dr. Deagle's career, because I was telling the truth when I did an IME. I was also, for a while, in 97, the director of OCMED for the entire city of 2.6 million people for Health Souls Corporation, so I'm not exactly an average doctor. I was working on my spinal boards to be a spinal pain surgeon, putting in spinal pumps and stimulators at the Anschutz Center with Dr. Holland Brewer at the time these idiots started to come after me. They didn't come after me because I hurt patients. They came after me because they told the truth. Now, let me tell you out there about you listening to the show. A lot of people listen and don't buy our nutraceuticals. That's our only income. You need to realize you're not getting average advice here. You're getting excellent advice. And I can challenge it by, you know, cooperating and sending you papers, connecting you with top specialists, and I send people to clinics like Centeno's Clinic down in Grand Cayman Islands all the time to regenerate their spine and their peripheral joints. What you have to understand is when I tell you that Mountain Red Velvet is going to resurrect you along with maybe the combination of other nutraceuticals and peptides and other technology we have, I'm not blowing smoke. You're not going to get this advice elsewhere because it's bad for business. You know? It's bizarre. And the same thing, by the way, with rebuilding your vasculature. We're going to start doing some lectures with the EECP company, the company that makes the extracorporeal counterpulsation machines. And they sell all the different versions here in America. Their main office, I think, is in New York City. So I'll be having them on and their scientists on periodically. And I put together some videos, and I'm putting together some papers to prove that all, not some, all of the cardiologists that think your heart pumps your blood alone are idiots. And it's published in their own journals, by the way. This is not my idea. I'm quoting... research PhD cardiologists their published literature in their journals. Now, why is mountain red velvet important? Because if you're going to rebuild your vasculature, one of the components that's going to rebuild your vasculature is mountain red velvet. If you don't have healthy blood vessels, how the hell are you going to be able to pump blood once your heart hits the shearing force and the shearing force strikes those vessels? You don't just need nitric oxide and antioxidants, which you need, like cell detox, glutathione, and gamma plus, and et cetera, CoQ10, CoQ10, ubiquinol, and so on. You need to have the building blocks to make healthy vessels that won't burst. So, for example, when Michael Thick, his heart burst, you know, his aorta, and he died suddenly playing hockey with his son up in Los Angeles, it was because of several things. The first thing is the doctors didn't do an ultrasound of his chest or abdomen when he had chest pain. Number one, that was bad diagnostics. Number two, they hadn't done a lipid electrophoresis to see what lipids are going on or how high his homocysteine was. So he was burning his artery so badly, he was dilating like a balloon that's been burnt. Now, how can you stop that? Well, if you take the right building blocks, you don't just build a better liver and a better looking nails, hair, and skin. As soon as you start taking mountain red velvet and say collagen maxos too, if you're a lady, or if you're a guy and they say, man, your hair looks great. Why does it look so good and full? How come you look so healthy and your wrinkles look like they're going away? It's because you're taking anti-wrinkle stuff. You're blowing up the wrinkles from the inside. And,
exactly.
And the tensile strength, I was at a concert with the Blackwood Tennessee singing quartet on Saturday in Fallbrook, which is just up the road here, 20 minutes. And one of the guys, that's a friend of my friend, he was in the bathroom and he just bumped his arm. And his skin tore. Now, this guy's probably like late 60s, early 70s. His skin tore and he was trying to put stuff on it because he was bleeding like a stuck pig. Guess what? If you take mountain red velvet, that's not going to happen anymore. When you got tissue paper skin and you're a senior citizen, it's because you have such low levels of collagen and elastin hyaluronic acid. You don't have any integrity of your skin anymore. You don't have any connective tissue to hold those skin cells together from tearing when you bump into something. And if you think that's just happening on the outside, it's not happening on the inside in your gut wall of your, you know, terminal large bowel, so you're going to get diverticulosis or, you know, your aorta or a aneurysm in your head, you're delusional.
Exactly. So there's no greater product that you can take. One capsule, 396 different active ingredients that help the body to heal. This is not a pill that you take that's going to mask the pain.
And by the way, with our new technology, the DR, it's simply going to allow it to get to the terminal ileum so the body can mycelize it. Now, why is mycelization important? If you don't have mycelization, you don't absorb any fat-soluble vitamins or fats or fatty acids. Without fatty acids, you can't make cell membranes. So when you have mycelized these very fragile molecules, and there's eight different classes, they have transducer molecules to talk to your DNA, they have building blocks, they have ionic minerals, they have all kinds of hormones, or six main hormones, there's probably more that we don't understand, that are in mountain red velvet. And if these get mycelized in your terminal ileum, they're even going to be more powerful because the body's going to say, hey, I'm delivering this little molecule package to your left frontal lobe of your brain because you haven't remembered your grocery list in 2 years. And all of a sudden, you start to remember all your grandkids and your grocery list and say, what did I do different?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I started taking mountain red velvet. I also take collagen cognition plus from Dr. Deagle. And now, I get sometimes idiots out there that'll say, I took one thing from you, Dr. Deagle, brain power, and it didn't work. I'm thinking, how many days did you take? Oh, 2 days. I'm thinking, you took one pill, 2 days, and you expected all of a sudden your brain to wake up like that movie Limitless? I said, you're a moron. You know, I don't know how sick your brain is, but it might take months to get it back to normal, and maybe complex. Maybe you got heavy metals there. Maybe you got dysmyelination. Maybe you got a blocked artery, and you're actually just getting cross-lateral perfusion. Because if we did a circle of Willis, what's called magnetic resonance angiogram, we might say, holy crap, look at your circulation up there, or a SPECT blood flow scan. We'd see, damn it, there's a whole area of your frontal lobe. There's no blood flow. Oh, yeah. That's why you don't remember anything. Your hippocampus on that side isn't talking to the rest of your brain. No problem. And that's why you can see, if I nail anybody, scientist, doctor, lawyer, whatever, and I get them cornered and I start asking questions, it's like seeing the amazing shrinking doctor, engineer, scientist, PhD. It's ridiculous. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're mean. I said, the best kind of mean. I'm a humanist. a pro-human mean guy. In other words, I'm going to ask enough questions to prove to you you don't even think correctly about how you think about thinking, and then I'm going to teach you how to start thinking and becoming a decent person, which means if you put people first, you won't tell them, take Elandronate for your bones, and you'll be fine, lady, when I redo your DEXA scan and it looks better, even though you go and twist yourself going upstairs and all of a sudden your hip breaks and now you're royally screwed, because if they try to hammer in a prosthesis into bone that's dense with no collagen or rebar, it's going to shatter. Did you know that? It'll shatter. Mm-hmm. And if it shatters, guess what? You don't have a leg.
Nothing you can do.
You got an appendage hanging off you that's going to cause you permanent pain, probably give you deep veins, thrombosis, and most likely you'll get a decubitus ulcer, and you'll die prematurely in a striker bed being rolled back and forth where the tube feed you. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, they won't do that. I'm thinking, you know what? I don't have any patience for idiots anymore. In fact, I never did have patience, even though I was three. So 62 years later at 65, I'm just really consistent.
Very good.
I care about people. I really don't care about what people think about me, because I love them no matter whether they want to spit on me or bleed on me. I don't care. I want them to know, if they come to me and ask me questions, even if I don't know, I will research it and find out and get back to them and say, look at what I found out. I found this great clinic here, and I found these confirmations of technology and supplements. I had an interesting case. One of the guys who was singing in the troupe, his wife is very sick with myelofibrosis, which you have an invasive expansion of fibrous material and so on, destroying her bone marrow. And she's been to Sloan Kettering and had chemotherapy. They're just about ready to finish killing her off. And, of course, everybody goes, they go to the Sloan Kettering Institute. You've got to go to the best, man. You're going to go to the best. Yes, the best will kill you. So I'm going to get her in for treatment. One of the things she's going to be taking, and my recommendation, will be Mountain Red Velvet along with peptides to regenerate her bone, and a stem cell transplant, either one where they draw her blood and multiply it in the stem cell lab for 2 to 4 weeks or more, or they have a stem cell line like Stimetica in San Diego where she goes to Santa Clarita and they give her a stem cell therapy. But when people think that, you know, well, I don't need the supplements, doc, I can just do XYZ, I said, you're an idiot. If you don't have the building blocks present and the right nutrients present, why do you think it's going to work? It's like, you know, I 5 years ago they took away from the EECP people the ability to make recommendations that extracorporeal counterpulsation was a primary treatment for terminal, because usually they wouldn't treat it until the very end stage. Congestive heart failure. So maybe they add a few months or stop somebody from dying or going to hospital. Well, when you wait till the last minute and you don't prime the pump by giving the right nutrients to support the metabolism of their blood vessels, why the hell do you think it's going to work? It's like taking an 85-year-old who's on their deathbed and standing behind them with a bullwhip and a shotgun that if they don't run, you're going to shoot them on the spot going around the track in their underwear. They're probably going to face plant a quarter way around the track, and they're just going to have a cardiac arrest. And this is a stupid idea that somehow if you do a treatment like EECP without giving the right nutraceuticals, you're going to rebuild blood vessels that are actually going to respond to the shearing force and get a peristaltic wave and produce nitric oxide and get a contractile increase in the number of mitochondria that are functioning, etc. Why? Tell me why that kind of knucklehead idea is something that works. And then you get idiot cardiologists to think if you just pour in the right drugs, it's just going to fix it. I'm thinking there's a place for drugs like ACE receptor blockers and some diuretics, but most cardiac drugs are just stupid or dangerous.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's a few that are really we call semi-miraculous, but if you can get off them or reduce the dosage of them as quickly as possible, because most of them, like the blood thinner drugs, are dangerous and they will kill you. That's why there's big lawsuits. There's lawyers like Rottweilers drooling with an MD and a JD degree, just drooling to make lots of money.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Welcome back, and better enjoy Adele now because we're going to remove her. She's one of the ones that actually supported attacks on Trump. So Adele is history. She will soon be a bit, by call it, I'm going to do an Adelectomy. How's that? Not because I don't, you know, dislike the person, but I don't. I dislike when people make statements and so on that's going to influence other people and cause harm. Just like the misstatements by Madonna that had somebody who was stalking her, obviously could be someone who was an ex-military or somebody who was really upset by her statement that she's going to kill the president and blow up the White House, and they stalked her and they killed him last week, whether it was private security or whatever. So people need to grasp that, you know, I'm pro-human. I don't give a damn what background you have. I just think it's not a good idea to kill fellow human beings, including the unborn, right, since the moment of conception. Now, the problem is, yeah, you want to have a healthy baby. This is another thing. Did you know the mama should be taking out red velvet?
Yes.
You know, senior citizens should be taking it to rebuild their eyes and retina, along with things like Neurogen and cell detox glutathione and Vision Max and Canse eye drops. Do you know the people that want to build up their tensile strength of their ligaments they've had surgically repaired in the NBA and the NFL and so on? How long do they think it takes to get 50% of the tensile strength of an anterior cruciate ligament if you do a cruciate transplant from, say, the Achilles? It takes 18 months.
We
have now, that's 18 months under conventional care. But if you add Mountain Red Velvet, Nutrimed's Royal Jelly, you take the minerals and minerals plus to help catalyze a reaction, use advanced technology like MicroPulse to increase the stem cells. You might even get a stem cell shot in there if it's really bad, you know, return of the shoulder or whatever. And things like Lumen Photon on NICO setting, NICO setting, But the most important thing is, if you don't have the building blocks like the Mountain Red Velvet, why do you expect to rebuild the tensile strength and the biomechanics of a joint at a sufficient rate you don't get muscle atrophy and you maintain muscle control, so you don't re-injure it or re-tear it?
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, is people can start today. They can order this from you. There's 60 capsules in each bottle. It's not a large capsule, because people say, oh, 396 different ingredients. Is that going to be a big capsule? It's not. It's a double O. It's easy to swallow.
Yeah, a double O is a small capsule, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you can get this product today and start your journey to good health.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that with advanced imaging tests, like, you know, radiological imaging or even the metapathia test, you can actually look at organ regeneration and you can start to see that aging, disease, and organ dysfunction is bidirectional. It's not unidirectional. You can see it, for example, of someone who's got diabetic neuropathy, and I treat them all the time. And people say, you can't treat that, Dr. Deagle. My doctor can't. I'm thinking, so what? I can treat hundreds of conditions that your doctor or your dentist or whatever cannot treat, and I can treat it. Because I look at it as a nonlinear system. I look at the biochemistry. I look at the whole, what I call the ecology of your wellness. And part of that ecology is the building blocks. You know, I like to use analogies. If you're not a fetus, you have to become one to heal. If you did heart surgery on a fetus, or even taken off the seal, which is like guts outside the baby, and they go in and do it, it's with the amniotic sac and repair that off the seal, do you know that there's no scar?
Yeah, there's no scar
on the baby's chest. I mean, you can go in and open up a baby's chest, and if they've got their heart sticking outside their chest, or a major organ system like the off the seal where the entire guts are hanging outside, you can put it inside and close it off. And they'll be born, and you won't even see a stitch. Nothing. There's no scar.
Okay,
isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Now, when we talk about anti-aging, we have to say, okay, what is there about the biology of a fetus that an 82-year-old with 2 to 5% perfectly healthy stem cells can't? Those stem cells don't have building blocks.
No.
If those stem cells had building blocks, they'd probably rebuild that person's heart, brain, eyes, whatever, if you give them the proper scalar instructions and the other building, other technologies to try to improve it. Mild hyperbaric oxygen, extracorporeal counterpulsation. For example, if I see somebody that's got angina and the doctors are waving, you know, I got to do a multi-vessel bypass on your stents. The first thing I do is I put them on my Vancy nutraceuticals and put in ECP therapy, which is what's called them. It's called angina equivalent, and they would basically regenerate their blood vessels. You go back and do a high-speed CT scan, and guess what? No need to bypass after a few months of this, because you've reintroduced the physiology for the body to say, hey, I can heal those vessels, I can decalcify them, I can rebuild them with things like Mountain Red Velvet and full vitamin K2, fatty acids, etc. So don't believe the dialectic of profit motive of the health system. Okay,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. And, of course, anytime you're able to make questions, do give very specific information to our board op. I need to have you say specifically your statement or statements, if you want a number more than one, and your specific questions. Be very, very specific. That way I know what it is in advance because I do screen all calls. The next guest is Emil de Toffel. We should have him shortly. Couple of announcements here. We are moving forward not only with the DR caps, we now have our Thritex. We'll be ready before the big sale coming up in 2 weeks. And we also have the Omega Supreme Pro, which is the monoglyceride version that's absorbed 300 to 400%. That'll be also available probably within the next week. So all of these things are happening. The DR caps, I expect to have Mountain Red Velvet out here over the next 2 or 3 weeks and encapsulated sometime in February. So probably by the end of February, possibly early March, we will have the DR version of Mountain Red Velvet. We have lots of inventory here, Mountain Red Velvet. Excellent product. I take it every day. Two capsules, at least in the morning, sometimes twice a day. Amazing for regenerating every tissue in your body. I mean, if you're trying to slow the aging process and reverse illness, which is basically a poor repair schedule, if you have a great repair schedule, you're not going to age very much, or you'll age well. How's that? And I think it's important to understand that those things are very possible. A couple of things that are kind of happening also in... we have, of course, current sales on our NutriSilver. I posted up on the Amazon store some small vertical spray bottles for the nose and also for the throat. You can purchase those for a few dollars over at our Amazon store under the sinus category. So if you want to look at that, you'll actually see those available there. We also have, of course, a couple of other items like, you know, our Jason fluoride-free toothpaste and Sinupulse and the Hydrofloss for your gums. Some exercise equipment, and you'll see some other technology there, including drinks like the Zevia, which is a zero-carbohydrate drink. There's a couple of other things, too, like the beet juice powder you find under drinks as well. Now, at the top, one of the announcements I want people to use regularly is to go to our live stream page, because most of the videos, before they're actually transferred over to YouTube and Vimeo, are over at live stream. So if you look at that, notice there, it shows Trump and Pence at the top of our NutriMedical page. And by the way, start looking over at our Clay and Iron page, because our clayandiron.com website, I'm starting to post major news items there, videos, etc. So do take that hyperlink directly across to clayandiron.com off of NutriMedical, or just go to clayandiron.com. That thing that says Life Extension Optimized Wellness in green at the top there, if you hit that link, there's a link at the top of that page that will show you some interesting things. You'll see a hyperlink directly to the subpage of NutriMedical for protocols and wellness conditions. And that's really valuable, because what you're going to find there is you'll see all the latest videos. I did a pile on the weekend on different products. You'll see many of the other videos we've recently done as well are below that, if you look at that page, on pain relief and insomnia, etc., cancer, etc., all these different protocols. And, of course, almost every day you'll see either a short video or several days during the week. If you go to our front page of, for example, NutriMedical on Friday, I have videos there for a couple of things. Sure, for Arpaio's final forensic analysis of the birth certificate of Barack Obama, which is absolutely proving he's phony. PPRDI, we discussed Jim Gersey in the first clinic in America, in the world, actually, for metapathia testing, which, by the way, is a consult with me. The testing is remotely, but it is a consult with Dr. Bill. So you need to purchase your consult time units. You need to make a connection to fly in to the facility. We're working on a facility here in Northern California, too, that may be coming up in the next month or two that will also have metapathia testing. They either do a live video capture, or I log in and actually manage the test remotely. The Routine Viewer 11. Then I log in also afterward and look at these frequency matching tables to look at the diagnostics and predictive analysis. So that's extremely valuable, and when I combine it with your wellness medical history, your medical documents, your x-rays, MRI, CT scans, genetic analysis, Prometheus, etc., I can then give you a comprehensive predictive analysis of what diseases you're in the process of getting or have, and what are the underlying causes and how to reverse them, which is pretty amazing and comprehensive. It's called functional medicine, and it is very powerful. It's like living pathology, which didn't exist when I went to medical school back 44 years ago when I went to medical school, 1973. And it's been 40 years since I graduated medical school. So having been always inquisitive, I've realized that my knowledge base is completely revised from what I was taught in medical school and residency, which is disturbing, because I realize people that just absorb and regurgitate are not going to advance their knowledge base, because they don't raise questions. And they always basically assume that what they were told is true, which in most cases is partially true and to a great extent false. And that's really disturbing, because a lot of people assume that what they're told is going to be true, and then they get exposed to reality and they realize they have to revise that dramatically in order for them to face reality. Do we have Emil? Is he available? I don't see Emil coming on. All right. Let's see if I can... So Emil should be available. I'm surprised that he's not showing up on our show. Usually he's very reliable. Are you there, Emil?
You've reached 608-5481. Please.
That is very strange. Yeah, there's the corrected number. So hopefully that... yeah, let's give that a try and see if we can get that number corrected there. That actually should work. By the way... the video we're going to do tomorrow with Jim Fetzer, I already have the PowerPoint there. It is quite remarkable. And I don't want to give any kind of advance notice as to what kind of topics and things we're going to cover, but we will cover the extreme vetting topic. We'll cover the Supreme Court justice. I did get a notice from one of our pro-life organizations that none of these three judges have had previous rulings on pro-life. That's not surprising. They're ultra-conservative. My guess, when the push comes to actually put a bill forward to be pro-life and deal with Roe versus Wade, that this conservative judge, activist judge, will work with the other members of the conservative Supreme Court, and we will see a bill that will strike down Roe versus Wade, and the whole issue of abortion is going to be brought to the forefront. Women do not have the right to abort. They have the right to be sterile, period. And don't think that's an anti-woman thing. It's actually pro-woman, because if women lose the right to have normal pregnancies, it'll be taken over by the state eventually, and women themselves will actually be in danger of being eliminated, like they have from the cultures in China and India, where 93% of the abortions worldwide are female. And if people think that's not a cultural and a geopolitical problem, then they're really not paying attention to the facts of the danger of these kind of things. And it's occurred over generations, so we have a major, major catastrophe here brewing that people may or may not realize is happening. I think we're still connected. I know we have a different board op today than our regular board op. Yeah, I sent one over here just shortly because I had somebody else that sent me an email. Did you not get another number? Yeah, let's see. I just sent over another one just a moment ago. Let's see. Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm sending it back over to you now because I think somebody sent me a message here. In the meantime, sometimes when that pops up, you hit the wrong window. But you should have a, yeah, good. Let's give them a try at that number and see if that works. Yeah, I think it's, that number is probably correct. I think that one's 518 instead of 508. Now, why do we have Emil on the program? We have him on because you need to know what the danger is to your health. You need to know that you can't be exposed to toxic radiation and expect it's not going to affect your biology. And unfortunately, much of these things are, in a sense, an experiment on the human race. The human race really thinks that you can be exposed to microwave radiation tuned to 2.4 gigahertz. It thinks that you can have a cell phone on the side of your head, even though they know that it breaks down the blood-brain barrier, and a digital thermogram shows that. It includes also changes in your blood metabolites. You can actually pick up in the peripheral blood of people that have actually been exposed to scale radiation. There's, of course, Tier 1 science and we call military science developing scalar weapons that people should understand indicate that the same kinds of radiation in different bandwidths can affect biological systems, but they try to pretend it doesn't. And these are what we call non-ionizing radiation. So when I had a talk some years ago at the Adams Mark Hotel for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the talk was called The Good, Bad, and the Ugly about toxic effects in our environment. One of them was a talk about scalar radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and smart meters. And I had a physicist and his wife come up. They were Canadians, and he was trying to state that there's no effect from non-ionizing radiation. I had to basically do an intellectual vivisection in front of his wife, and she was giggling and laughing as I was pulling him apart in pieces intellectually. You need to understand, if you call into the show or if you challenge me after hours or whatever and you think you know better than me, and you can prove it that you can know better, that's fine. I will accept it. But if you don't, it's going to get extremely ugly and vicious. And I will eventually grind you down to the dust if you think that you are trying to prove something that's patently a lie or dangerous to the population, or it's not based on scientific evidence or proper observation or a thesis that makes sense. It's going to get really, really nasty. And that's important because we don't have that kind of effect in our education system. Everybody regurgitates, everybody graduates, and everybody is thought to be okay. Emil, thanks. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon.
We had a little trouble getting a connection there, for example. I think I had a digit wrong in your phone number. I want you to kind of tell us about the your continuing list. You have a list, I think, of 10, and we're still working on that, so we'll probably have to have you back to continue that list. But tell us more about that 10 list.
Sure. Okay. So this is the top 10 most likely EMF problems that someone is going to encounter in their home or in their office. Last week we talked about the first five, which was the Wi-Fi router, your cordless phone, your cell phone, your microwave oven, and an electric cooktop, or especially the induction cooktop. So those those are the first five of the big 10.
Yeah, the cooktops are scary, aren't they?
Sure they are. There's a lot of field coming out from those when they're on and cooking, of course. They cook not by heating, of course. They cook by inducing a magnetic field in the metal of the pot, which then heats the pot, which then heats the contents of it. So it's designed to produce a very strong magnetic field. So it's no wonder that you would measure it when you're cooking. The weird thing about them is that you'll find that there's a strong field even when the thing's turned off.
I noticed that. I walked into the kitchen with my gigahertz solution device, and I was at the threshold. We have a kitchen that's about 10 by around 30 feet. It's a huge kitchen. And I couldn't believe it. It went off scale, and the thing wasn't turned on. I think, uh-oh. I said to my wife, "Dear, you're being blasted." And she said, "I haven't been feeling good since we put this in." I said, "Well, there's a reason why." And, of course, we had the thing pulled out. It was expensive, too.
Yeah.
They put it in because everybody would recommend, "Oh, this is the greatest thing. It's fantastic."
Yeah. Right.
You'll love induction cooking, and I'm thinking, not only the pot's funky and weird, and of course the pot itself gets hotter than anything, but the element itself, the actual stove, is not hot at all except for where the element was. And it's weird. In other words, it's producing an induced field. Now, if you don't think there's molecules in your body or ions that can be harmonically induced by this field, you're delusional. And everybody exposed to this thing are basically a electronic guinea pig, aren't they?
Sure they are. I mean, the molecules in our body react to electromagnetic fields just the way any other molecules do. They're not exempt from it. And the thing about the magnetic fields is that they penetrate through and through. So it's not just going to be a surface issue, you know, on the surface of the skin.
Right.
It's going to go through and through. It's going to affect your heart muscle, your nervous tissue, and everything else, reproductive areas and so on. So, I mean, it's a very dangerous thing to play with. And, you know, in the kitchen in particular, the appliances that we have there, whether it's a stove, whether it's a dishwasher, whether it's an oven or a garbage disposal, all of these things tend to have their highest magnetic field emissions right around waist height, right around the height of the countertop. And for people who spend a lot of time in the kitchen, this can be particularly devastating since it's right near the reproductive areas.
You know, I think you hit a good point there, and you just finally got to it, but why do we change it to genital height?
Reproductive
height.
But you're absolutely right. It's right there, and so, you know, is this affecting not only the person who's there cooking, but is this affecting future generations as well? Is a question we don't know the answer to yet, but it can't be good. Having said that, I would encourage people to get a meter and check your kitchen and see what's going on.
Now, which one are you recommending, the gigahertz one or the other less expensive meter?
The gigahertz solutions meter is an excellent choice. It's the one that Dr. Bill has because it measures both the electric field and the magnetic field components.
Right.
It gives you a nice digital readout, a number, and it has the sound feature, which kind of beeps or makes a siren type sound that correlates to the strength of the magnetic field that you're measuring. So
right.
It's a very dramatic way to do it. Now look, if money's an issue, that's an excellent meter, and it runs for about $160, I think. If money's an issue, we have less expensive meters. We have one called the single axis Gauss meter, $79. A great quality meter. It doesn't have the sound, but you get the number, and you can go and check your home. And look, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Like that
Absolutely.
Kind of meter better? Get one.
Yeah.
And
we'll
get it from Dr. Bill's website.
Keep that thought. We'll be back for another 5 minutes, and then we'll book another show to continue this dialogue to get people for 2017 less exposed to electrosmog in your own home. Measure, as they say, cut twice instead of cutting once. Cut the radiation twice with blocking it, with turning it off, with knowing it's there and avoiding it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. We have a couple more minutes here. We'll have you back on Monday to continue this discussion. I want people to take this seriously. A lot of people think, well, Doc, I believe you in respect of knowledge in this area. I had my youngest son ask me a question here a week ago. And he said, Dad, what areas are you an expert in? I said, well, I'm an expert in medicine. Other areas I do what's called Vulcan Mind Meld. I have people like you on, do my own research, talk to experts like Ole Johansson. And I've been an environmental doctor for 40 years. An environmentalist, one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 40-some years ago. And between having a photographic memory and a mind that never rests, and ask questions. And I call it Vulcan mind meld. I just absorbed this information. It scares the hell out of me that we don't have proper whistleblowers in the government or in industry that are warning the people about, you know, induction engines or smart meters or cell phone dangers on the side of their head when you can do a digital thermogram and see the actual blood-brain barrier breakdown in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes, 30 damn seconds. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, sure it is. And we're all, you know, we're all part of the big experiment, whether we know it or not and whether we like it or not.
Well, actually, I consider one of the cul-de-sacs of the ELE, the extinction-level event that we're collaborating with to end the biology and the of the human race. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're so negative. I said, no, I'm so realistic. When I look at this, it's as if I was an alien archaeologist coming 10 million years from now from another planet, and I was looking at the archaeology and looking at all the evidence and saying, these people should have known this is what's coming, but they didn't stop their smart meters or their cell phones. They didn't stop their induction cooktops. They wondered why their children were deformed and inferior intelligence and smaller size and lots of small-for-dates babies and increased Alzheimer's disease. But they never took the warning signs, did they? No, that's really interesting. Well, I wonder why. Well, maybe very few of their people actually had the capacity to non-linear think and ask tough questions because they're afraid to ask tough questions because they didn't want to hear the answer.
That may be.
So please continue.
Well, we were talking about the top 10 most likely dangerous sources of EMF in the home or office.
Right.
Having covered the first five, let me see if I can pick up a couple of additional ones.
Yeah.
I'd like to draw our attention to dimmer switches. Dimmer switches are very common in homes for controlling lighting, not so much for fluorescent lights, but for incandescent lights,
right?
Chandeliers and the like. The dimmer switch acts by chopping up the signal to allow through only a certain percentage. So you might allow through 50% of the energy or 20% or only 10%. And in so doing, it is creating an electromagnetic field of very high frequency, which it both radiates out into the air in the vicinity of the switch and injects into the wiring of the circuit that feeds that switch so that this gets to circulate throughout the house and be broadcast from that wire. You're going to find, if you have your meter, that you, when you measure the dimmer switch, you're going to see that when the switch is turned off, you have a very low field. And then when you turn it on a little bit, the field will increase, and then will, as you get past the 50% point, it'll start to decrease a little bit.
That's where that second meter you told me works really well for that little square antenna on it. You can walk by your dimmer switches, and they go, and you go, uh-oh.
Yes.
You may not feel it, but it's still screwing up your DNA and your telomeres and your cell membranes that talk to each other using biophotons, which are, being blocked and jammed by scalar radiation. Back again next Monday with Emil, and coming up in hour number 3, Ryan, first hour tomorrow, I'm going to try to bring on a special guest for you and a brand new book as well. We'll be back in a moment with hour 3.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.